Hey Kevin, wake up. I got some bacon here.
Oh my gosh. The only thing that would make this better is a cup of coffee.
Hey buddy, look over there.
Oh my gosh. The only thing that could make this better is $1,000.
Hey buddy, I got something in my pocket for you.
Oh my gosh. The only thing that could make this better is an episode of Brackets.
Oh, I knew I forgot something.
That's okay, I brought an extra one.
Hey, welcome back to the show. I am your co-host, Matt.
And I'm Kevin.
This is Brackets. Let's get started.
According to the intro, it's an early show. We get it. Well, this week we have a show update, and then we're doing a fun little skit on the NPC workshop. More to that after the break, yeah.
It took me a second to get your joke at the top.
Yeah, just talking about the intro.
But I got it as you were talking.
Yeah, you want to jump into the update?
Very meta. Yes, let's do it, baby.
All right.
All right.
Oh, wow, Matt. It's been technically 2 weeks since we put out an episode.
It's been probably, yeah, because we probably recorded it on Wednesday 2 weeks ago. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then put it out Friday. So, yeah, it's been like 2 weeks, man.
That's crazy. But, well, we have a lot of catching up to do on the update.
That's right, baby. just recently, PlayStation just came out with this game called Dreams. Have you ever heard of Dreams?
No.
It's a super, super cool game. It's by the same people who made Little Big Planet.
Okay.
So
yeah,
I love
the original game. It got kind of tedious to me.
I never really got into Little Big Planet. But I heard it's a fantastic game. And one of the best parts about that game is that other people can make levels, mm-hmm. can play those levels.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, and make a
you
level
know what?
Yourself.
Somebody told me about Dreams. It may have been you.
I think it was me, yeah. Because I've been pretty excited about this for a while. But yeah, it's just like, it's that times a million. It's like an entire engine.
No way.
In a PlayStation game. So you can build just anything you want. I mean,
that's
it's
pretty
just,
freaking awesome.
It is so cool. And like, me and Mike, it just came out yesterday, and me and Mike have been playing that. We played it for a couple hours yesterday, and it's sure does bring me back to the days when we would make simple little games in computer class in high school.
Yeah, that's
you know, fun. it's like you got to figure out that logic, that game
right.
logic, you know.
VG game logic.
Exactly. So that's
the more you do it, the more complicated it gets.
I know. Oh, jeez, tell me. We just ran through the first tutorial, and it was like, first you got to get used to like the interface of the actual game, you know, because there's so many menus and things you can do and tools and so first you got to kind of get used to that. Then you got to get into the logic and programming side of things.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of funny, but
cool.
Yeah. Last weekend? No, not last weekend, but the weekend before. Holy crap. I went to Kalamazoo. That was fun. We went and visited.
Yeah, what'd you do there?
We went and visited our buddies, Brendan and Cole. And, you know, we just kind of, one night we went out to the bar. Then we, like, kind of walked around all day. Like, they had an outdoor mall, so we, like, walked around there. And, like,
ooh.
It was just a nice, like, relaxing day, you know, or weekend, I guess.
Relaxing weekend at the bar.
Yeah, I would say so. I don't know. I feel like I'm relaxed at the bar.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm just, you know, when I'm surrounded
on, like,
by people and alcohol, I'm just, like, in, like, I don't know,
well,
not a stressed mode, but, like, an excited mode where I'm just kind of right. jumping off the walls.
Oh,
you
yeah,
of all
yeah.
people know that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're doing that this weekend, too.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, this weekend we're going to Chicago. Man, we're going there, jeez, not tomorrow, but the next day. Holy crap, 2 days, baby.
In two going days, we'll be in Chicago.
That's cool. I've never been to Chicago.
How fun. You've never been to Chicago? Oh,
no, you've been to Chicago?
I have.
Nice.
Three
I
times.
Think
I got engaged in Chicago.
Yeah, okay. I was. That's what I was thinking, yeah. That's That's awesome. So Chicago has some pretty good memories for you. Mm-hmm. I've never, even though we live pretty close to Chicago, but that'll be fun. We got like paintball and stuff planned, and like, yeah, I don't know everything.
God, we're gonna have so much fun.
Yeah, I don't know all what we have planned. I haven't really been in much contact with Mikey, but I'm sure it'll be fun.
Yes.
Yeah, that's this weekend, and then yesterday was my birthday, so I like went and hung out with the family and stuff like that, and that was fun. You know, I pretty much worked all day, and then went and had dinner over at the farm.
Yeah, typical adult birthday.
Yeah, yeah. Vanessa baked me a cake, which was cool.
Oh, that's nice. That's so nice of her.
I know. That was like the last thing cooking. I expected. She came out with a freshly baked cake. She was like, oh, make a wish. I'm like, what? Are you serious?
That's so sweet.
Yeah, that was funny. But yeah, other than that, you know, like a lot of wedding editing. In the wedding last couple editing. Weeks.
You should call it wedding.
Wedding, yes. I like that.
You're welcome.
What was it? Oh, Zach, I was talking to Zach the other day, and he said the phrase, instead of video podcasting, vodcasting.
Nice.
I was like, why? Yeah, that should be a thing. That should exist. Vodcasting.
Why is that not already a thing?
Yeah, right. Like, vlogging was a thing. But, I've been just busy doing those. I've been cranking them out, actually, the last couple weeks, which has been kind of nice. And then I think I talked about it last episode. I was starting like a podcast editing service, and that's been actually doing pretty well, better
exciting,
than I expected.
Man. Yeah, that's very good.
It's very exciting. Yes, that's
yeah. So if you listen to this podcast and you would like your podcast edited, Matt is your guy.
That's right. You can visit ieditpodcast.com.
You have to type it into the
URL.
You can't Google it. You have to type it into the URL. Also, there you should have a link in the show notes, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I can do
so
that.
So easiest way to find it, just check out in the show notes.
Yes, definitely.
Matt will gladly edit your podcast for you.
That's right. Hell yeah.
Cool. So what else?
I'm sure there's like so many things I'm missing. Over this last 2 weeks.
I don't doubt
like,
it. It's been 2 weeks and you've only I'm been sure talking that, there's for like, 37 oh, man, there's, seconds.
There's been like... it's only 37 seconds? There's been like movies and stuff I've seen. I just
can't think of them.
I saw like... We watched like Pineapple Express.
Oh,
you know,
old
just like
movies.
Yeah, we just kind of wanted an old... like.
Okay, yeah, that's
something
cool.
That made us laugh, you know. And that was good. Man, I feel like there's been like new ones we've seen. Like there's the new one, The Unicorn Store on Netflix. That was pretty good.
Yeah, what's it about?
It's about a girl who wants a unicorn and goes to the unicorn store.
Oh, sounds great. I'll look into it.
It was Brie Larson, and it was her first directing role. And,
okay.
It's got like Samuel Jackson. It was good.
Interesting.
It was good.
Well, speaking of movies, I am still super excited for Endgame. I try so hard I try so hard not to see spoilers and stuff like that.
Right.
Whenever I click on YouTube, I see like 15 videos for Endgame because I'm not the only nerd who's excited about it.
Right.
And they make videos daily just dissecting like the trailers and stuff. And apparently some footage leaked.
Uh-oh.
But I haven't seen anything of it. I've been a good little Marvel viewer and have been avoiding it.
Have you not seen any trailers or anything?
I have seen the trailers, yes.
Oh, okay.
I've extensively seen videos that break down the trailers. Other than that, another superhero thing, I guess Hellboy is kind of superhero-y, but I saw Hellboy in theaters. It was okay. I was quite hyped for it when it was like announced and stuff. And the hype kind of died and I was like, I wonder why. And then I went and saw it and it was okay. It was enjoyable still. I will not knock it down, but it was a little boring.
Who was Hellboy?
The guy who played, I don't know his name, Frick. The guy who played the sheriff in Stranger Things.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. It was like Dan Hooper or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
He apparently got jacked for the role.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, like he worked out all the time and stuff. I was watching videos on it.
Man, that guy blew up quick, man.
He did end up wearing like a suit for it. Like he didn't get jacked enough for the role.
Right, right. God, that would be so hard.
I also saw Pet Sematary.
Okay, that sounds ominous.
Not a scary movie. Do you know about Pet Sematary? It's a remake of the old movie from the 80s.
Oh, no way.
It's about like this, there's this like family that buys this house in the middle of nowhere so they can get away from the city. And there's this pet cemetery that's on their property. And the family pet dies. And the neighbor who's like really attached to the little girl who lives there is like, hey, I can't stand to see her sad. Come with me. And he like takes the dad in the middle of the night to this random place. And they bury the pet in this weird like area that's really spooky. And then the next day the pet is back. And the pet is just kind of like aggressive and mean.
Uh-oh.
And it gets pretty dark. Okay. And then the ending of the movie is not really a cliffhanger, but it's still a cliffhanger, if you could put it that way.
Okay.
But it was very... I don't like scary movies, and I enjoyed it, so that was
you
fun. Said
you don't watch scary movies, did I say?
Yeah, I typically avoid scary movies. Just yeah, not because I'm scared of them, but because they bore me.
I'm scared.
Yeah. I went and saw Kelsey Cook at Dr. Grin's. She's
Kelsey
a comedian. Kelsey Cook, if you've never heard of her.
At Dr. Grin's?
Dr. Grin's is a stand-up comedy place in Grand Rapids.
Oh, okay. That was a confusing sentence for me.
What was that?
That was a confusing sentence for me.
Oh, it was so confusing for you.
Because when you said, I watched Kelsey Cook, I was like, who's Kelsey and why are you watching her cook at a person's house?
Oh, you thought...
at Dr. Grin's house.
That's funny. Yeah, she was hilarious. There were three comedians. Unfortunately, I can't remember the other two because names just go right over
because
my
they
head.
Sucked and they weren't memorable
not been
at all.
I've been lazy and looked them up, but they were all hilarious. Kelsey actually had a joke where she made fun of men who drag their girlfriends or wives or whatever to movies or these superhero comic book movies. And then they make them stay 10 minutes late just so they can see the post-credit scene.
Credit.
Where Superman walks up and he's like, the fate of the world is in your hands. And then it ends. And then the guy's just like, oh, yeah, that was so great. Right?
Nice.
That was a pretty funny joke.
That's cool, though. That I like live stand-up comedy.
Yeah, remember, my gosh. It's so much better live. Like, you're in the environment.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, just like anything, like live music is so much better.
Oh, yes, significantly.
I remember me and Mike went and saw Bo Burnham years ago. That was cool.
Oh, man. I wish I'd seen Bo Burnham live.
All right. Do you want to take a break?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right, dude. Whoa, welcome back to the show.
Oh my gosh, man, are you okay? You almost fell there.
I think, did I just black out?
For a good, 1 minute? How long's our ad?
Yeah, good, however long the ad's gonna be.
Cool, it's time for a show update.
Yeah, we kind of just wanted to update the show a little bit to explain the past and the future and the present.
The past and the future. The present is we're currently in an episode.
Yeah, if you didn't know, you're currently listening to an episode of Brackets. Your ears are being cascaded
poisoned?
with my beautiful cascade. Voice. But boy, we sure went opposite directions.
Like always.
Like always. All right. But yeah, the last... So if you haven't noticed, there hasn't been a show for a little while. For
Who
2 weeks.
Who are we kidding? You haven't noticed? It's not like we have any Patreon supporters.
Yeah, so, I mean, we've just been busy the last couple weeks. And,
right.
You know, it's just life gets in the way. Yeah, it's kind of an unplanned hiatus, but... I mean, it was good. It was fine. You know, right. it felt like natural. Like we both just kind of just didn't do it for a couple weeks, and now we're back to it.
But you know, we're right back at it, poisoning ears left and right.
How's that? That's gonna be a nice noise on mic.
Well, what do you want to say about the future of the show?
What do I want to say about the future? Hold on. Let's step into this magic bus here and.
Head into the future. Okay, here we go.
Whoa. Here we are in the future. Now we can give our update.
We are officially 3 seconds in the future. I don't think this is a magic bus at all. I think it's a regular bus.
It took us like 10 seconds to do the whole thing.
We didn't even go back in time.
But yeah, the future of the show, I mean, we're going to keep doing it for one episode a week. Yeah. Go back to that. I mean, we started with that. We did that for a while, and then we started doing 2 a week. But now, you know, we're both busy and like.
And we might eventually go back to 2 a week.
Yeah, yeah. Right. This isn't a set in stone thing. It's just something that we're just gonna kind of cut back on it a little bit and keep doing. But I mean, we're gonna keep coming out with episodes. You know, we're gonna keep. Sometimes we might skip a week here or there because I mean, Kevin's about to move to another state. I mean,
yeah, that's going to be tough.
That's a lot of work, and like, you know, you can't come out with a podcast episode every week when you're
so
moving
hard.
To a new house. Yeah. But yeah, so I mean, I guess that's about it. Like, can you think
how
of
many
anything?
Changes we have in our life? And...
Yeah, right. And it's going to be hopefully consistent, but there's going to be times here and there where we're just too busy.
Right. And then eventually we'll get back on a good...
Exactly. We'll get back on a rhythm. And because we were on a rhythm for a long time.
Yeah, we sure were.
I mean, that was good. That was good. I miss this.
Yes.
I was just thinking about that today. I was like, you know what? I miss being on mic.
The one viewer who was actually excited to hear us. Awesome.
Actually, I know a few people who do listen at least, like, try to listen every week. Maybe not. Maybe they don't, but...
Where are the emails? We ask them for emails all the time.
Email us, please.
Email us. Just teasing. Well,
just
Matt,
teasing.
Yeah, that's a show update. Let's move on to the NPC workshop.
The star of the show.
The star of the show.
The NPC workshop. Now, what does NPC workshop mean for people who don't know?
Do you know what an NPC is?
No.
It's a non-player character. Ooh. So in most, like, in video games and stuff, you might go up to, like, a random person just walking down the street, and you click on the A button or the X button, whatever it is, to talk to them, and they say, man, there sure has been a lot of sightings of monsters lately. Here, take this. And then they give you a potion, and then they continue on with their day, and you're a potion richer. Well, sometimes you want those characters... to be fun, right? And sometimes you want them to be like...
Right, right.
And the hard part with those characters is that you need a lot of them. And sometimes you have to come up with them on the fly. But sometimes you want a very special NPC.
Mm.
Like that shopkeeper that you always want to come back
right.
to. And this kind of correlates to Dungeons & Dragons. But this works for pretty much any storytelling element where you... Or
any kind of...
like. If you're developing a video game where you want to create some NPCs, you can use this formula to make some as well.
Yeah, right.
So here's basically how my formula works. And I can't call it my formula. I stole this formula from other people, but...
hey, that's all
I'm giving no credit where credit is due. So basically, every single NPC should have a weakness. Now, the weakness can be a giant range of things, from like...
Ooh, ants, ants.
Something as serious as like a vampire's weakness to the sun. What
ants.
Are you going to say? Ants. Some ants, like the person is deathly afraid of ants. They could be rude. They could be
crude,
just too picky. Something that creates a weakness, right? And this gives your character some flavor. And every character that you're ever going to make should have a weakness that way, like, because not everybody's perfect.
Right.
Like, let's say an evil god that you made who is completely invincible and can't die might have the weakness of he hates when people don't worship him. Like, so he feels like he has to kill them or assimilate them. I don't know.
Right, right, right.
So the next part of the formula is a need. And this situation, your need should reflect from your weakness. So if somebody's weakness is ants, so their need must be to avoid ants at all costs.
Okay.
So they have to maybe, I don't know, hire ant eaters to eat the ants.
Hey, there you go.
That's a very specific thing.
That was a great on the spot. That was great. That was nice.
So this character whose weakness is ants lives in a house and has ant eaters around their house all the time.
Very comical house.
That he's trained. Very, very uncommon. This just gave that character so much flavor.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
This guy, and then he just like has so much ambition to avoid ants that he has to have ant eaters in his life, which are very rare in the first place. So, I mean, it just kind of made.
And then you can take that alone in like a million different directions. Like maybe he is like in love with ant eaters, and like he loves having them as a pet.
Kisses them.
Yeah, he kisses them. He has love affairs. Yeah, buddy.
And right, and you could also build off of like his why he's so deathly either afraid of ants.
Yeah, yeah, right.
To ants or some reason his mom was killed by ants. I don't know.
Right.
And then a desire, which is something that the character doesn't need, but so this is part three of it. So number one is the character has to have a weakness. The second thing is that they have to have a need. And the third thing so far is that they have to have a desire.
Weakness, need,
a desire.
Desire
is something they don't need, but they want. So in this case, maybe the person, we'll call him Ant Eater Jim.
Perfect.
Wants all ants dead in the world. He doesn't need all ants dead in the world because all he needs is to avoid getting bit by ants.
Right, right.
But he desires that all ants in the entire world are dead so that he no longer has to have the fear of ants.
He can live in a peaceful world.
He can live in a peaceful world.
Antless world.
Or maybe he desires more ant eaters to protect himself. So if you're running a role-playing game, maybe he could give the characters a mission where they go find more ant-eating creatures. Or He tells them about a nearby dungeon that has giant ants in them that his ant eaters can't take care of, and he is willing to pay them a good amount of money to kill off these ants.
Yeah, right, right.
Or something fun like
that. That could be like unique contracts and like your cool art. You're like, oh man, there's just so many different ways you could take that one little NPC side thing, you know? Like, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to interrupt you.
So ants are quite organized. So I feel like he would also be somewhat organized to like reflect like
know your enemy. Like he.
Right, exactly. Maybe he has like some sort of like all over his house. He has like drawings of ants layers and
he's
stuff
like empty
that
ant
like
farms.
Right. Where he's like studied.
Like
dissects medium sized ants.
Oh my. I don't
know. And then the last and final thing is they require every single thing has to have an enemy. Now, an enemy can be a person, living or dead, a creature, an idea.
Okay, yeah,
like,
okay.
Like society.
Terrorism.
A construct. Terrorism, yes, exactly.
Sorry.
In this case, it would be ants, probably. It would probably be like... what if this NPC's main enemy is a specific ant, like a queen ant.
Okay, like Aunt Matilda.
Like the... bad joke that I loved. It was so great. It was so bad, it was good. And then once you have those four things, you already have a pretty set up...
yeah, absolutely. You can kind of get their entire persona from that.
And then from there, you can build things. So what I suggest is to add little bonus things, like maybe he has a quirk, like he has a twitch. I don't know. Like, just add little things to give him more flavor. Maybe he knows a secret. Maybe, like I said earlier, he can give the characters a quest. Maybe he has a magical item that he's willing to give the characters.
Ooh, yeah, there we go. Now you're talking.
Maybe he has like a staff or a wand that can summon ants by will, or it shoots out ants from the tip of it. I don't know. It's locked away for nobody.
But
he doesn't want it. He doesn't want it because he doesn't want to release more ants in the world.
Oh, Ant-Man Jim.
And that sums up the NPC
workshop.
Oh, man,
that's awesome. If you all you have to do is just fill in those four things for a bunch of different people, then kind of as you go, you can kind of fill in deeper details about them. Like, and you can do that very quickly. Like, that's a fantastic little.
Yeah, we came up with this one in 5 minutes.
Wait, who? Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's kind of a fun thing.
Yes, I know. Yeah, right. And like, oh, dude, you can. I like just from that. He's an ant man, like he hates ants, and just from those couple of things, I just pictured this guy in my head and like how he talked and stuff.
Right, and he's got like this beautiful story, and like you can kind of picture his background and all these different things.
Yeah, right, and that makes for such a cool, like, dimensional NPC.
Yeah, if you're an aspiring game master, I suggest taking this formula and making like a person a day, and then eventually you're going to have hundreds of NPCs that you can
plug in,
use at will, right?
Oh, that's cool.
You could be running a game and think of an NPC that, or it just comes up that you're in a situation where, your characters come up to a house and you might say, there are ant eaters on the outside of it, and they're like, "What ant eaters? Like, this is interesting." And then they go inside the house to find Ant-Man Jim, and you just completely pulled this out of your hat because. Maybe you weren't prepared for the day, but you were prepared because you used this formula to easily make NPCs.
Oh, man, how cool. Then you got a whole side quest right there. Hey, go get rid of all the ants in the world.
Right there. Right.
Yeah.
And then maybe you could figure out a way to link it to your main quest.
Right. Right.
Or keep the players going, like give them a nice little side thing and end up.
Right. And that's something that you can do like after the session, too, like... You know, start to try and link it. Man, this is making me want to play D&D.
Everything makes me want to play D&D.
Even sandwiches?
Well, that's sandwiches, yes.
No, sorry to interrupt you. What were you saying?
Sandwiches make me want to play D&D. All right, let's do the weekly app.
Yes. Let's do it, baby. Let's play that music.
Kevin's weekly app.
All right, guys. So today's weekly app is a really simple one. I picked one that is very useful for aspiring parents. Mm. So, Matt, yes. Have you ever thought about the name of your future children?
Yes. Zacharias.
Yes. Zacharias.
Yeah. I just made that up.
You have no idea, right?
Right.
So picking a name for children, let alone pets, is extremely difficult. And you don't want to not be prepared.
Right.
And so me and my fiance have found this app called Baby Name Together. It was actually recommended to us by a friend.
Okay.
Because we struggle with picking names for our future children all the time. And we just can't agree on them. So we downloaded this app, and how this app works is two people have a profile that they kind of have linked, or they each have a profile and they link them together, and it's almost like Tinder or like a dating app where like names just pop up, and if you like it, you swipe right, you swipe left. And you can pick from it's a pretty extensive list of names that you go through, And like you can pick like what background you want the name. Like, so if you want something in a stream is like, I don't know, like popular names in England to like Arabic names to African names, like it's all over the place. And wow. You swipe left on the ones you don't like and right on the ones you do. And if you ever match with your linked profile on a name, it'll let you know. And it'll be like, hey, both of you like this name. You should potentially use this name okay. in the future.
Oh, cool. So you can just both use it on your own time. And then, boom.
Yep.
That's a cool idea.
It's an interesting app. So far, Tina and I have not found a single name that we both like.
Oh, no.
But I am extremely picky on the names. Okay. So I've actually found names that I like through it. So it's helped me a little bit.
Yeah, okay. That's cool. That's a good idea for an app. Yeah.
That is it. Yeah. For aspiring parents, if you want something to help you out.
Cool. All right. Thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate it. If you really like the show, you can give us a subscription. Or if you love the show, you can give us a rate or review. You can check out our Facebook page if you just search for Brackets. If you have any questions or segment ideas, you can email us at bracketspodcast@gmail.com. You can find the show on Twitter at BracketsBoys. That's BRACKETSBOYS.
And I'm on Twitter at KG Sauer and Instagram. I've actually changed my Instagram handle recently. It's at Podcast Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
Podcast Kevin. You can follow me on SoloLearn. Matt, do you not say your personal Twitter handle?
It's Quant Matt, baby. I should put that in there.
I thought you used to say that.
Yeah, I did.
Well, you put in the show. You put in the notes for future reference. Oh, now I seem like the rude one because I'm always like, you find me at Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, you can follow me on SoloLearn or link to my profiles in the show notes. And to those of you already subscribed to the show, thank you. That helps us get the show recognized, it helps us grow, and helps make more of this beautiful show. If you want to help the show grow even more, you can donate something as little as $1 that would really help the show grow tremendously. Check us out at anchor.fm/brackets. A link will be in the description.
Woo, woo.
All right.
All right, dude.
Have a good one. We'll see you next week.
That's a horrible sizzle. Sounds like you're peeing, Matt. Why are you peeing all over the bacon?
Why are you peeing all over the bacon? Gross.